Zadanie trzecie.
Music lovers in the United States recently voted for the best songs of the 20th century. The competition was designed to help school children learn about music. Two organizations have started a program for better music education in schools: the Recording Industry Association of America and the National Endowment for the Arts began the project with a competition called Songs of the Century. Hundreds of music lovers across the country voted for songs they liked best from the past 100 years. Elected officials, people in the music industry, teachers, students, and media representatives were among the voters. They chose from a list of more than 1,000 recordings of historical importance. The voters chose 365 songs of the century. Children in 10,000 schools will hear the songs on school computers later this year. They will also learn about how music is written, performed, and produced. The Songs of the Century competition was divided into 9 periods. The first period was from 1890 to 1920. During these years, many people came from other countries to live in the United States. Some of the music of this time showed their love for their new country. For example, voters chose a recording of America the Beautiful, sung by Louise Homer. They also liked the happy rhythms of a piano piece written and played by Scott Joplin called The Entertainer. Voters chose Take Me Out to the Ball Game, sung by Billy Murray, as the top song of that time. It honors baseball, America's national sport. The voters also chose several kinds of music from the 1990s. They voted for the rewritten version of a sad song by Elton John called Candle in the Wind. They also liked the happy sound of Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin. The song voters liked best from the last 10 years of the century was by Nirvana. It's called Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Zapraszam na nset.pl lub maturazangielskiego.net, gdzie znajdziecie wszystkie moje kursy, a także inne ciekawe, również bezpłatne materiały do nauki języka angielskiego.